When you know who you are, you're able to reject the entire concept of rejection. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Freddy Friday segment, Freddy has a message for us on dealing with the fear of rejection. Enjoy.
At that very moment when you feel like you've got the perfect connection, that's when they slap you in the face with it. Rejection. That's when affection turns into infection, because more times than not, there was no detection that the current relationship or situation was headed in that direction. Even after further inspection, you never saw it coming. But that's okay, because today is your resurrection from the self-doubt and pain caused by rejection. Rejection can cut like a knife, I promise you. And I've been there and done that, and I felt that pain. And I know many of you out there have felt that same pain, that same negative energy, and that same feeling of self-worthlessness, self-doubt. That moment that you felt like your world was caving in. Lock in with me. See, when you get hit with that rejection from another person, you get hit with that rejection from that school that you tried to apply for, you get hit with that rejection from your job when you lose your job or you don't get that job, there is a moment that you feel like horrible. You're like, oh my God, I'm not worthy. I'm here to tell you that you are worthy. Today is the day that we learn how to deal with rejection. So yeah, you got rejected, and it did cut like a knife. And there was pain, and you hurt, and you felt like you couldn't breathe. You are human, so you have to give yourself a brief moment to hurt, but not an extended moment to hurt, because we don't do pity parties. We don't do whiny poos. So you take your time, give yourself a day, deal with it, and let it go. If after a day, you still don't feel any better about the situation or the rejection, I need you to talk to your friend. I need you to talk to your family. I need you to seek somebody out that you can speak to, and you can tell them exactly how you feel about the situation. You got to let it go, because I know it burns. I know it hurts, but you got to get it out of your system. You got to detox off of that rejection, because sometimes we feel like it's our fault. We feel like we're not worthy. Listen to me. Lock in with me. There's a time and place for everything. And sometimes you're meant to be in a relationship. Sometimes you're meant to be at a school. Sometimes you're meant to be in a situation, work a job. But sometimes it's just not a perfect fit, and the universe did not have it in your cards. So you never, ever let the rejection define you. You are a work of art. You are a masterpiece. You were born to be phenomenal and spectacular, all that. So when somebody rejects you, it's not your loss, it's their loss. Or it simply wasn't in the cards. So it can be mutual, it's okay. Remember, people are human just like you. So sometimes they may feel like you're not the perfect match for them. Sometimes the job is like, this is not the perfect fit for us. Sometimes the school is not, this is not the perfect fit for us. Or whatever the situation may be. So don't let rejection, never ever let rejection define you. Definitely gotta learn from it though. Because sometimes there are lessons. Every time there's lessons. There are lessons. There's nuggets in every situation. So when you get rejected, I know for me, like one of my bros, he owns a lot of restaurants. But when he first started out, he kept applying for loans and he kept getting rejected. But he didn't throw a pity party. He didn't quit. He didn't give up. He didn't let the rejection break him. He simply started asking questions every time he got rejected. Well, why did you reject me? And they give him an answer. So next time he went and applied for another one, he checked it off the list. There is a yes out there for you. He finally got to his yes. There is the right fit for you. There's a perfect fit for you out there waiting for you. But listen to me, if you get rejected and you quit and you give up, you will never get to your yes. So it's imperative that you never, ever quit, never, ever give up, and never, ever let the rejection define you. because there's opportunities out there. You just got to find the opportunity that best fits you. Stay mentally prepared and strong, because rejection will sneak up on you like a thief in the night. But if you're ready for it, you'll remember all these little nuggets and diamonds that I gave you, and you got your dukes up, and you're ready to punch rejection right in the face and keep on moving, because you know that there's a yes out there that has your name on it. I say, if you knew better, you do better. So now you know better, so let's grow better, and let's grow together. This is a great day to win.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.